Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, that happened in the closing 5 or 6 minutes of the Jet game yesterday as they're making their ferocious comeback against the Cincinnati Bengals. We were greeted with Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta on the call. And all of a sudden, with about 5.5 minutes to go in this game, as the Jets are rallying ferociously to come back, Adam Archuleta says one of the weirdest things I've ever heard to Spiro Ditas.
Go ahead.
At this point, the Jets have the football on their game-winning drive, and they're marching down the field like, eh, no big deal. Like, here's Arian Smith catching a pass, Breece Hall for 10 yards, Justin Fields is committing a third down, and then all of a sudden, Adam Archuleta says this.
You ever experiment with taking crazy pills? Today's my first time.
Comment.
Today's my first time. And it's been wild.
Second and 5 Jets.
What the hell was that?
Thank God for drugs.
Like, at crazy first, I thought he was referring to the game like it's crazy. But then he was like, no, I'm serious. Like, have you ever tried it? Because I'm trying it today, and it's wild. And Spiro is like, I got to move on to the third down and distance. I'm not engaging in this. Like, what the hell was going on?
What else
on?
Could he have been talking about?
I think he tried crazy drugs in the morning.
He was smoking a doobie.
I don't know.
I think it was a terrible joke about the game.
Is that what it was?
I think that's all it was. It was a joke that fell completely flat. Like, I'm watching this game, I must be on crazy pills. And Spiro didn't give him a good, like, comedic buffer back. And it just it made you question.
Let me hear it one more time. Adam Archuleta, Jets, CBS against the Bengals.
You ever experiment with taking crazy pills? Today's my first time.
Comment.
Today's my first time. And it's been wild.
Second and 5 Jets.
Today's my first time multiple times. It's been wild. I think he got the selection of Jets Bengals and said the only way I'm getting through this is to get high.
Thank God for drugs.
And it's actually the best game of the weekend.
I know.
It was crazy as that sounds.
Crazy pills.
The only game that was not a blowout.
Every game in week number 8 was a 2-score game.
Yes.
Every single game was a double-digit result, except for the Jet-Bengal game. So it was a great game, but man, that was weird. Hopefully we don't get any more of Adam Archuleta on Jet games. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. So I'm a big Giant fan, and I'm trying to let me put this simply. So is Mr. Mara going to do what it takes to protect and help his young players? Because if you kind of look at it, a player like Jackson Dart, he doesn't need Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll needs Jackson Dart. And Mara has an obligation to protect his young players on both sides of the balls and to grow them. And we don't have the coaches or leadership there. And I hope someone like John Gruden, not a Gruden, the Baltimore coach.
John Harbaugh.
Thank you. Shakes free. That's the kind of leadership that the young players deserve on the Giants. They deserve better than what they're getting. Thanks, guys.
I like his phrase, Brian Daboll needs Jackson Dart more than Jackson Dart needs Brian Daboll, which ultimately may be true.
Yeah, it's weird to say it like that because it's obviously symbiotic. But he needs Jackson Dart to play well, obviously.
Brian Daboll.
That's the only way they're winning games.
And that's the only way he's keeping his job.
Yes.
So I think in terms of, yes, for success, it's symbiotic right now. They need each other. In terms of the long-term future, for Brian Daboll to remain the head coach of the New York Football Giants, he needs Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
If the Giants move on from Brian Daboll, and we are seeing other examples of this season, young quarterbacks can get a new system and a new coach and have success. Hello, Drake May.
Yeah.
It is not impossible. So the question comes down to this, because he framed it as, is John Mara going to do this? All right. The Giants go 5-12. And John Mara says, that's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fire you. Okay. Now the next part. Who's the right guy?
Yeah. It's hard because when you look at the Patriots, it almost was too perfect and you feel bad for, I'm forgetting their former
Jared Mayo.
You feel bad for Jared Mayo, but Mike Vrabel got fired at the right time to just step right in, bring back Josh McDaniel, who is one of the, and again, I was joking, but I'm not. He's one of the best coordinators of this generation because the Super Bowls as the Patriots offensive coordinator, terrible head coach. But everywhere he goes, whenever he comes back, and he even did this for a little bit with Cam Newton. When Cam Newton was their quarterback, he helps them find success. And I think a big part of Drake May's growth in year two to where he is in the top five to be an MVP candidate this year. It's because of the offensive coordinator and the system and the comfort that he puts him in. So you get the head coach and the coordinator right, the sky's the limit.
Well,
I don't think any of us went into this season saying, man, New England Patriots got a ton of talent. Nobody said that.
Well, I give Sean and Lugie credit. They both thought the Patriots would be really good. I did not, based on what you just said about talent. I looked at talent and said they're not that good.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't think they'd be a good team.
We finally won one.
Well, no, yeah. you win one when you win one. It's not my fault if you don't win a lot. But when you do win, I'll be the first to give you credit. Yeah, I got right. No problem with that.
So my point is a lot of the success is because they have the right coaching staff.
Well, and this is the problem. And I think you nailed it by saying it was almost too easy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
New England Patriots and Robert Kraft had the easiest coaching hire maybe ever.
Right.
Mike Vrabel is a Patriot legend. He's available. They heard through the grapevine he wants the job.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Oh, he's going to bring Josh McDaniel. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Chicago with Caleb, like the hottest offensive coordinator in the world was Ben Johnson. Whether he turns out to be a great head coach or not, the hire seemed to be easy, seemed to be logical.
Right.
We'll see if it works. What's the easy, logical hire for the New York Giants? If they decide they're not winning enough with Brian Daboll, we got to go get somebody. I know we're sitting here in late October. Who's the obvious hire? Who's the slam dunk?
There isn't one.
There isn't one.
Because there isn't someone with history. Sean Payton would have been that guy. And who thinks Sean Payton is a bad hire? People thought that going to Denver was going to be a death knell for them. They're 6-2.
He would have been. You're 1,000% right. If this was a few years removed, yes, time wise,
he's just not available. Right. So the timing was wrong. So I don't know if there is one, to be honest with you. And so you end up having to do the experiment. Well, maybe this guy. So I think with the Patriots, it was, we know this guy.
Well, that's why
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
With Denver, it was like, all right, we know this guy.
This is why when he frames it, our last caller frames it as, will John Mara do the right thing? I can promise you this, he's going to try to do the right thing. But what is the right thing?
Yeah, nobody knows what the right thing is.
Nobody knows. Like, there's no obvious answer. So when he makes this hire, assuming they decide to move on from Brian Daboll, mm-hmm, trust me, there's going to be half the people saying this is a terrible hire.
Right.
So it isn't easy. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It's just, we need to remind people, it ain't easy. It's not like some slam dunk is sitting right there. Tony's in Bayonne. Hey, Tony.
What's up, guys? Couple things. First, on the Jackson Dart fumble slash incompletion, clear helmet to helmet with the crown of the helmet. That was never called. Secondly, as far as the head coach goes, you know, John Mara came out a couple of years ago. He said, we did everything we can to screw this kid up, talking about,
yep,
Daniel Jones, and now he's having success. We don't want to get on that carousel again with more coordinators and you know, three coaches in 5 years. And on the tush push, if they ban it, so now you're banning the running back from pushing a quarterback. Well, what changes on a quarterback keeper, you know, or on a goal line or on fourth and one?
I think it's really just the lineup. It's the way that the Philadelphia Eagles uniquely, and nobody else does this. I know teams have tried it, but they don't coach it the same way. And so this is why I would give the Eagles, I would always give them credit for innovating with this play. But if you're going to allow them to do the play that way, you have to judge it. You have to adjudicate it. You can't just let them get away with false starts or Cam Jurgens moving the ball forward, which he does all the time, right? He gets up to the ball. He just inches it an inch forward. Mm-hmm. He's already got the first down,
right,
before the ball is even snapped. And so the fumble, the way that – and Sean laid this out, and he's absolutely right. When Jalen Hurts first gets stopped, the ball is down by his waist. So he's diving forward. The ball is down by his waist. It is not a first down. He picks it up and reaches it out in front because he realizes he doesn't have the first down, and Kayvon Thibodeau takes it. They rule forward progress has stopped, yet they put the ball where Kayvon Thibodeau took it.
Right.
So, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. None of it makes sense because even the whistle was, to me, clearly after the ball got knocked away.
Yeah. It's stupid. And the refs sucked. I feel bad for them in this case because they don't know what the hell they're doing.
In this particular case, it is a very difficult thing to officiate.
Yes.
Which is why
they don't know what to do.
Well,
and so what they do is just default with, okay, I guess that's the best play in the history of the world of professional football, so we're just going to let it stand.
And this is why the default should be call a false start.
Yes.
It is the easiest answer because even when our last caller brings up, all right, well, how are you going to even write the rule?
Yeah.
That's why if you just call false starts every time the Eagles try this, it'll go away naturally.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about this. Right.
And by the way, this isn't why the Giants lost.
No.
The Giants probably lose anyways.
Probably so.
But this was an egregious moment in the game.
Here's the other problem. When you are punching up, and the New York Giants are punching up, the Eagles are a better team. We talked mm-hmm. about this on Friday. They're a better team. Yes, the talent gap may be smaller than it was a year ago, but there's still a gap. When you're punching up, having these things go against you just kill you.
Yeah.
Because in order to pull off an upset, you can't have five other things go against you. And that tush-push non-fumble was one of those moments early in the game that could have changed everything. Now, do I think the Giants would have won? No. Mm. But could the game have played out completely differently?
Look, they were still getting gashed in the run.
Yeah.
I mean,
that wasn't going to change anything.
No, of course not. They probably still lose by 10. But it's not a complete and utter blowout from the second quarter on.
Matt's in Brooklyn. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks. Well, you pretty much touched on it, but what are the refs seeing when they say they've blown it dead? The whistle is clearly after
subjective.
The ball is taken away.
It's purely
so what
subjective.
Are we looking at?
It's all subjective. And again, maybe they don't have a good look at it. Maybe they don't know, and so they're just kind of guessing. But they just assume that, oh, yeah, he got the first down. Why? Because they always get the first down. So just give it to him. But there's clear sight of this fumble. It's not. It's in the pile. It's there's bodies all over the place. You can't see anything. It is clear and wide open to the air. You see it clearly. And the fact that nobody called it the right way is not only frustrating, it could be the death knell to the play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.